Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith. Good morning, I'm Paul. Welcome to United in Faith. Today, Sunday, December 6th, is the second Sunday of Advent. We hope and pray for peace in Jamaica and the world, while we declare through word and life Christ Jesus as the Prince of Peace, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The Reverend Dr. Dave Hazel, United Church Warden at the United Theological College of the West Indies, will offer the reflection for today. Reverend Hazel's reflection is entitled Expectation in the Midst of Crises. Welcome, Reverend Hazel. Please share with us what God has placed on your heart.
Good morning. Today is the second Sunday of Advent, the first season of the Christian calendar. And one of the themes of Advent is the theme of expectation. This morning, I want to speak briefly on the topic, expectation in the midst of a crisis. During Advent, we recapture the expectation with which the people of Israel awaited the first coming of the Messiah. And we contemplate the expectation with which the whole world awaits his second coming, and the culmination of life on this earth as we know it. Now, expectation speaks of longing. Expectation speaks of waiting. But expectation also speaks of hope. The hope that whatever you are expecting, whether it is a new baby, a new job, a new relationship, whether it is forgiveness for a wrong you have done, whatever you're expecting, that it will make life better for you, or will bring you joy, or will supply something that was lost or lacking. Few understand the idea of expectation like expectant mothers. Through the challenges of pregnancy, you know, like the morning sickness, the discomfort, the pain of labor and delivery, through all of those, expectant mothers look with longing for the birth of their baby. Expectant mothers patiently wait for the 9 months to end. Expectant mothers anxiously hope that the baby they await will bring joy and fulfillment. How often have we seen scenes in movies of a mother in labor crying amidst the pain as she gathers every last ounce of strength to push her bundle of joy out into the waiting world. And how quickly those tears of pain and discomfort are transformed into smiles of joy when she holds that baby for the first time. Through the crisis of her labor, her expectation has given birth to joy with the coming of a new life. That is the kind of expectation that the people of Israel had for the coming Messiah. That is the kind of expectation God wants to stir in us as he winds down this crisis year, or some would call this crosses year, 2020. This has been one of those years that has been like an extended labor. Many of us have suffered much, some have suffered for long, and for some of us, our expectation for something bigger and better in 2021 is all but gone. Plans we had to travel, the plans we had to start a new business, the plans we had to get married or to pay off the mortgage might have to be abandoned. Or do they? For the God we serve this Advent is a God of new beginnings. The God we serve this Advent is a God who is able to bring new birth out of things that seem as if they are dying. The God we serve is a God who can breathe new life into our congregations, into our communities, into our nation, indeed, into our world. And so I want to encourage you this morning to not lose your expectation in the midst of this crisis, whatever the nature of your crisis. Listen to these words of comfort from the writings of the prophet Isaiah, found in chapter 40, verses 1 to 5. I read from the New Living Translation. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Tell her that her sad days are gone and her sins are pardoned. Yes, the Lord has punished her twice over for all her sins. Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting, clear the way through the wilderness for the Lord. Make a straight highway through the wasteland for our God. Fill in the valleys and level the mountains and hills. Straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. The Lord has spoken. God knows that the challenges in your life are at crisis proportion. But God knows also that as a nation, we have suffered much, and not just at the hands of COVID. But God also knows the gracious plans that God has for us and invites us this Advent season not to lose our expectation amidst the crisis, not to lose our longing for his healing and provision, not to stop waiting for his deliverance from the bondage that you might find yourself in, not to lose hope for a better day tomorrow. Advent is a season of expectation. Don't let the difficulties and the hardships that you might be going through rob you of your longing, of your hope, and your expectation of all that God has in store for you. So I want to challenge you and encourage you. Keep your expectation alive amidst your crisis. Let us pray. Almighty God, preserve our expectation through the setback, disappointments, and crises that we face in our lives. Grant to us the longing, the perseverance, and the hope we need to see that your healing and provision await us just beyond this crisis. This Advent season, Lord, as we recapture the expectation of the people of Israel for your Messiah, may we embrace in fresh ways the salvation, the redemption, and the joy that he brought to a world in the midst of crisis. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let there be peace on earth. Let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth. The peace that was meant to be. With God as our Father, brothers all are we. Let me walk with my brother in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now.
Coronavirus is a real threat to Jamaica and the world. Its rapid spread has resulted in unprecedented and dire health and economic outcomes for persons of all ages. But we can stop the spread. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water, or hand sanitize. Cover your nose and mouth with a mask when in public, and maintain 6 feet distance from persons at all times. The solution is in our hands. By taking these simple steps, we can protect ourselves and those around us from suffering and economic loss. Let's take action today. Stay safe.
Thanks to Reverend Dr. Dave Hazel for his ministry today. This has been United in Faith. Thanks to studio engineer Andre Saunderson, I am Paul Pinto. Join us again next week for another program. Peace.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith. Produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10. Telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com. And find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.
What?